Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. $1 million in funding for hemp and mycotoxin research is one step closer to coming to St. Paul. Senator Amy Klobuchar announced today that an amendment to the ag funding bill that would bring money to the USDA's cereal disease lab passed the Senate on a strong bipartisan vote of 87-9. The University of Minnesota campus lab could use $500,000 each for research on industrial hemp fiber and preventing crop losses from mycotoxins. Klobuchar says the funding will help farmers expand markets and tackle the most pressing challenges that they face. Easier to learn and less difficult than tennis or racquetball, pickleball has been making a splash in the sports scene, specifically in Minnesota. Spokesperson Ben Mendelwitz for the Action Network says our state ranks number 5 in the U.S. for being most obsessed with pickleball.
Minnesota's climate is very harsh winters, right, which often limits outdoor activities. Pickleball primarily played indoors on dedicated courts. It's just a perfect year-round sport.
Mendelwitz says we have the most courts among the top 5 states with 251 courts statewide. Experts are offering up some tips for Minnesotans when it comes to back-to-school shopping. Dr. Alex Milovic is a marketing professor at Marquette University and says don't be afraid to reuse items from previous years.
Look to see what was bought last year at the start of the year and what was returned by the student. It's probably still in a bag in the garage somewhere. Go through that now and see if you can kind of repurpose those as well.
Milovic says you can also spread out your shopping so you're not spending a large amount all at once. And federal cuts to health care will have a devastating impact on Minnesota and across the country, according to U.S. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison. Morrison says any cuts will lead to higher premiums for all Minnesotans, and the impact is even greater when you look at care.
It's going to be a gigantic strain on the American healthcare system. We're going to be putting off preventive measures that will keep people healthy, and people are going to be forced to show up at the emergency room much sicker and with more advanced conditions that are less treatable and more expensive to treat.
Morrison has been an OBGYN practicing medicine in Minnesota for more than 20 years. This is MNN. A suspect is now charged in the May beating death of a Faribault man in Burnsville. Dakota County prosecutors say 21-year-old Michael Nahile is facing one count of second-degree murder in the killing of 59-year-old David Chant. He was found unresponsive in a park and first responders tried to save him, but Chant died at the scene. Criminal complaint says Chant's blood was found on Nahile's shoes. One of three major structures associated with regulating the flows of the Red River is complete. Located in Horace, North Dakota, just south of Fargo, the structure has a foundation that's over 10 feet thick. Corps of Engineers Major Kyle Volk says it's a major milestone for permanent flood protection.
It consists of over 12 million pounds of steel. The structure is built for one reason and one purpose only, is to tame the Red River.
The structure is associated with the southern embankment part of the diversion channel, which spans 30 miles. And Sushi Man, a 3-year-old horse owned and bred by One Bid Stable, is the favorite horse for tomorrow's $75,000 Minnesota Derby at Canterbury Park. Races begin at 5:10 p.m.